The duck egg farm at the centre of the first bird flu outbreak in Britain for 6 years is locked down. Government agency officials have taken control. Farm workers noticed a drop in the number of eggs being laid here a week ago, followed by large numbers of the ducks dying. They called in vets last week. Ministry officials came on Friday and took swabs and blood samples to be sent away for testing for bird flu. Those tests came back positive for the H5 strain, not dangerous to humans, but potentially devastating for Britain's farmers.
If this turns out to be the same strain of virus as in Germany and the Netherlands, then three outbreaks is not a comfortable place to be if we don't know how the virus is getting from place to place.
The 6,000 ducks here will have to be slaughtered, while all poultry and captive bird movements are controlled in the surrounding area. A 10-kilometre radius surveillance zone is now centred on the farm. Birds and animals can't be moved without permission from farms where poultry or captive birds are kept. And even tighter rules are in place on farmers and members of the public who have poultry or captive birds within a 3-kilometre radius. But in the Netherlands, they are worried about the risk to humans of an outbreak of a much more infectious strain of bird flu, H5N8, which has been discovered in a poultry farm.
We will look to contain this outbreak as quick as we possibly can, but we're at the earliest stage here now, and we're also conscious that there have been cases elsewhere in Europe and there may well be links, so we'll be working with our colleagues in other countries and the European Commission too.
In the centre of the village where the outbreak occurred, there's a duck pond. Most locals here seem unconcerned by the restrictions.
I'm quite happy, really. I mean, you can only control so much, and I think that's what they control.
You do worry about these things, don't you, if it gets into the food chain or anything.
I've not seen a restriction or anything, have you?
Nope.
Ministry officials are working to identify where the disease came from and whether this is the only outbreak. Gerard Tubbs, Sky News, Nafferton, East Yorkshire.